As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We've got actually had a pretty good Monday night of games for once. I'm Dave DeFore. Trevon Edwards is here, as he's going to be all season long with me on Tuesday mornings. And Trey, we've been cursed, but I thought we had a bunch of good games tonight. We're going to focus in on a couple of them, and I think we have to lead with the now 6-1 Chicago Bulls. That's right, the Bulls are 6-1. And Trey, we're going to start on this one with the Bulls down 19 points. I mean, it was the second half. They're down 19 points. And I'll be honest here. I changed the channel. I was done. Did I give up too soon? It seems like it.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't think they had this. It was such an epic collapse.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, you have to understand that certain teams, they're going to have those slow nights. They're going to struggle. The starters are not going to be able to shoot well. The good thing about Chicago, and which I talked about earlier in the season, about their debt. And a lot of people were like, Caruso, they don't got too many people. Like, I don't see it. Those dudes play hard, man. Like, they compete until they can't compete. And I think that's the thing. Like, the Boston was taking such bad attempts and just kind of let them back in the game. And obviously, you know, Zach wasn't shooting well, so he was trying to find it and stuff like that. But like, those guys got it rolling, and you know, in that fourth quarter, man, it was beautiful to watch. Even watching DeMar DeRozan shoot threes in the corner, man, and his team, you know, really celebrating it. But like, even through the rally, you know what I mean, every possession, guys were just locked in on the bench cheering for each other. And you know, the thing what DeMar mentioned not too long ago, maybe like 2-3 games ago, was saying that the reason why this all works is because guys are, they have no ego, and they're willing to allow anyone to step up and make a big, you know, a big play for them or contribute to a comeback or a win.
That's
so
right.
So I think that's working in their favor.
Absolutely. Everybody's selling out on defense, on the possessions. And you know, we had our questions about that, Trey. We talked about it extensively. But the offense has been so nice. I mean, and they're getting contributions from everybody, and not just points. I mean, DeMar scored 37 in this game. Zach LaVine had 26. They're getting 6 assists off the bench by Alex Caruso to go with his excellent defense, which, you know, he's going to be closing games for them because of that. They got 9 assists from Nikola Vucevic, 7 assists from Zach LaVine, a guy who's been, you know, much derided in his career for not moving the ball. Trey, it certainly feels like Billy Donovan, not only does he have good players to coach, and Zach LaVine has good players around him, but he's actually coaching up some of the players he already had.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's most underrated is DeMar DeRozan stepping back and allowing Zach LaVine to be Zach LaVine. And you know, when the going gets tough, he steps up and he does what he's supposed to do. Again, this is a guy that was voted the worst move in offseason, and here he is, 37. He's had multiple nights of things that people didn't think he still was had left in the tank, and he's contributing. He's on pace to almost, I mean, it's still early. It's 7 games in, but he keeps playing like this, he's going to be a starter on the East All-Stars.
He keeps playing like this, we're going to have to start a podcast about the Bulls at the Athletic with you and Trey Kirby. That's the kind of path we're on here. Now, on the other side. There you go. On the other side, look, man, it takes two to tango. If you blow a lead, you know, part of it's the offense, but I don't know, man, the Celtics defense, they just did not look good, man. Al Horford hasn't been great. Rob Williams got injured in this game, got a little tangled up with Zach LaVine. The team said he tweaked his hip. He came back out onto the bench in the fourth quarter. So hopefully that's not something that's going to hurt him or the team long term. But, you know, I don't know, man, this defense for Boston, they just look lost. I don't know if anybody knows what their job is.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be rough on Ime. It's not working right now, and I don't know if it's, you know, and it's been so inconsistent. That's the thing. More so, you know, like one game Tatum has it going, Brown won't. One game Brown has got it going, and Tatum isn't. You know, and like Jaylen Brown's actually been more looking like the alpha than Jason Tatum, you know what I mean? But, you know, they still have gaps in the point guard position, you know, and other things that I just think that it's causing them to lose games that are winnable ball games. Like this game shouldn't have been close. They should have blew them out the water. I mean, it wasn't close, and they got too complacent, and, you know, seeing a couple plays, I think, seeing Al Horford drive and score, it was like, if that's the person getting your buckets down this, like, you know, this tough offensive stretch, then you might not have a chance. So it's interesting, but I haven't lost faith. I mean, I had Boston as a play-in team at like 7th or something like that. So I'm going to stick to that. I think that they'll figure it out, but maybe they might have to make some changes come December.
Well, as we announced on yesterday's Daily Ding, we're officially worried about the Celtics. And losing this game, especially blowing a big lead, doesn't make us any less worried.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. And Trey, listen, as excited as you and I and Trey Kirby are about the Bulls, who are objectively cool, I just don't know about the Trailblazers, man. They lost this game tonight, 103-113 to the Philadelphia 76ers, who are now 5-2 and have looked excellent to start the season. And that doesn't sound weird in and of itself. But Trey, Joel Embiid was out, got that sore knee. And Tobias Harris was a late scratch. He's now in the league's health and safety protocols for an indeterminate amount of time. We'll learn more as the day goes on. That's Philadelphia's two best players. You agree with me there, Trey?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think Steph Curry is the second best player on this team.
And you know what? Maybe we disagree, or it's close enough. But that's two of their most important players. Trey, you cannot drop a game if you're the Blazers, who come into this 3-3. You can't lose this game, and they did.
Absolutely not. I mean, you got 62 from the big three of McCollum, Lillard, and Powell. Wasn't pretty. It was an ugly 62, but like from there, you know, like I think that the league is kind of dealing with some shooting woes across the board with this new Wilson ball. But guys, you know, I'm not really impressed with Nurkic play. And Simons continues to light it up. He's been consistent with the team. you know, sadly, Larry Nance is probably their best big outside of Cody Zeller. And, you know, it is what it is. That's not a good sign going on. But I think it's more so looking like those guys are fatigued off of back-to-back, you know, especially on the road, and it's tough to win in Philly despite Joel Embiid not being there. Andre Drummond is not a slouch. He still can play.
He had a monster game. He had a monster game, Trey.
I mean, it's definitely not a night off.
Yeah, 14 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, and a block.
That's why he's there.
That is, you know, it's funny because people talked about Drummond and the signing, and they just wanted to make fun of it. Truth is, he probably is the best backup big in the league, non-small ball edition, when you consider that he can step in and knows how to be there.
It's kind of a mirror of what the Lakers tried to do with JaVale and Dwight and, you know, those bigs with Anthony Davis and, you know, just having that front court depth. And now you look at it like Drummond just being happy and just kind of playing in a spot where he's wanted and, you know, Doc Rivers actually believing him. It works out, you know, in those things. But again, like you said, this is a winnable ball game for Portland and they didn't get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph Curry led them in scoring. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know, I'll say one of the most impressive things about the Sixers so far to start this season, I think this game is indicative of this because they didn't have Embiid. They didn't have Harris. And this is a game that last year they would have just lost. And it's something that I've hit on as often as I can when talking about the Sixers team and where do they go without Simmons and all these other things. They did not have the depth that they have this season. Part of that is internal improvement. Matisse Thybulle is able to play more minutes. He's solid. Shake Milton's better. Paul Reed, I still think he needs more minutes, but Korkmaz is better. Tyrese Maxey is better. You just have more NBA players. Danny Green did get hurt in this game, and you know that's going to hurt him if he misses some time, especially you know, if Embiid is out for more than just this one game. But I think that you have to look at the Sixers and look at this depth and then think about that trade asset that they've got sitting somewhere in Philadelphia. And you have to start wondering, Trey, might these two teams have some sort of a deal that needs to get done and maybe it can solve a couple of problems for both teams?
I mean, that's been fired up in the trade machine for roughly 6 months now. I just don't see it happening. I mean, the best hope that the Blazers could expect is that Damian Lillard starts to shoot better. He's really struggling. I at first wondered if he was hurt. He's not hurt. He's just kind of isn't going. It's not falling. And, you know, this similar to James Harden, you would hope that, you know, give him some time. It's only week 3 of the NBA season and that he'll get it going. But how many games will they drop, you know?
Yeah.
In this particular point, like CJ McCollum's playing great basketball for them. And you just have to keep that in mind, you know. So, though, as, you know, CJ actually stepped up and said, you know, like, the people that know basketball know that he's putting in the work, but he's been putting in the work for a minute. He's been a scorer, and him and Dame, and the things that we complain about is the same things they've been doing for years that they've made it to the playoffs. So I wouldn't hit the real panic button on that. You know what I mean? Like saying so many things that they need to work on. They do what they do, and it seems to work.
Yeah, I mean, it is early, and I will say John Hollinger had a great piece at The Athletic yesterday, and he wrote about some of the early season trends, especially the foul calling stuff. League 3-point shooting is down generally. I expect that to come back up just as the season rolls on. But you never know. The way that fouls are being called is throwing guys off, especially guys like Damian Lillard. You know, I mean, he does kind of benefit from the fear of the foul, especially that 4-point play that looms large every single time he has the ball above the break. So, I mean, maybe as things shake out and the referees kind of settle back in and start calling a little bit more of those, things will get easier for everyone. But I really, really like the style of play that we're getting right now, Trey. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all the pods that we've got coming up on Tampering, talking about the East. It's pretty elite. at the top. For Trey, I'm Dave. Trey, take us home.
Ding, ding.